Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know, I was scrolling through social media the other day, a classic Saturday morning activity, right? And I came across this post that said something like, be your best self, with a picture of someone perfectly posed in a tropical paradise. And I gotta tell ya, it made me think. We're bombarded with these curated images and messages every single day, but does social media really help us build our confidence or is it messing with our heads? Today, we're diving into that very question, understanding how the world of likes, shares, and filters can impact our self-esteem. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others online? You know that feeling when you see someone's seemingly perfect life on Instagram and suddenly your own feels, well, not so perfect? It's completely normal. We're wired for social comparison, but social media amplifies it a thousandfold. Let me tell you something. Those filtered smiles and meticulously staged photos don't always reflect reality. People put their best foot forward online, showcasing the highlights, editing out the struggles. Remember, what you see on social media is often just a snapshot, not the whole picture. Now, I'm not saying you should ditch your Instagram account and go live off the grid. Social media can be a great tool for connecting with others, discovering new things, and building communities. But it's crucial to be aware of its potential impact on your self-esteem. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Be mindful of who you follow. Your social feed is like your personal news channel, curated wisely. Follow accounts that inspire you, uplift you, and make you feel good about yourself. Unfollow those that trigger negativity or comparisons. Remember, you have the power to choose what you consume online. 2. Don't compare your behind-the-scenes to someone else's highlight reel. Think of it like this. You wouldn't judge a movie based on its trailer alone, right? People often share their best moments online, but everyone has challenges and struggles off-screen. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique strengths. 3. Remember the power of perspective. Take a step back and ask yourself, is this social media post really affecting my self-worth? Often, those fleeting feelings of inadequacy are temporary and don't reflect your true value. Remember, you are so much more than what you see online. 4. Cultivate real-life connections. Nothing beats face-to-face interactions. Spend time with people who genuinely care about you, nurture your relationships, and engage in activities that bring you joy offline. Building strong connections outside the digital world will boost your confidence and sense of belonging. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Just like you wouldn't berate a friend for a stumble, treat yourself with the same understanding and grace. Everyone makes mistakes, has insecurities, and faces challenges. Embrace your imperfections and focus on your growth. Let me share a quick example that might resonate. Imagine you're at a networking event. You see someone confidently mingling, seemingly effortlessly making connections. You might feel a pang of insecurity, thinking, wow, I wish I could be that confident. But remember, what you're seeing is likely just the tip of the iceberg. That person probably had nerves before walking in too. They might have spent time prepping beforehand or even felt awkward at some point. The key takeaway? Everyone has their own insecurities and struggles, even those who seem effortlessly confident on social media. So, what can you take away from this episode? First, be mindful of the content you consume online and choose accounts that uplift you. Second, remember that social media often presents a curated version of reality. Don't compare your behind-the-scenes to someone else's highlight reel. And finally, cultivate real-life connections and practice self-compassion. Those are the foundations of true confidence. I hope this episode has given you some valuable insights. Remember, you're amazing just the way you are. Now, go out there, be your authentic self, and rock it. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend who might find it helpful. Leave a review and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep those vibes positive.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.